A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." I was recently standing in a produce section at a grocery store, furtively thumping watermelon. You see, there's supposed to be a particular sound one hears when the watermelon is ripe and sweet as sugar. Of course, that is the one we want to chew. Successful, or was that an echo of someone else's thump? Whatever. I proceeded to the oranges and the lemons. The secret of choosing any citrus is to hold one in each hand. The heavier the fruit, the juicier the content. The heavy orange is chosen. The heavy lemon, chosen. On to the tomatoes. For tomatoes, it's more about the smell. One ought to be able to sniff a tomato blossom end, and when it is a good tomato, the sniff transports us into the field where the tomato vines are full and burgeoning with ripe fruit. A tomato that actually smells like a tomato is the one we want to choose. Choosing implies sorting, gathering some, not gathering others. The good news in today's gospel is the reminder we hear on Jesus' lips. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. This is gospel consciousness, not our consciousness of chosen. Every single human person who hears this word is chosen by Christ. No concerns about not making the grade. No concerns about being good enough to make the team. No concerns about it, whether we are ripe now or juicy enough. When Christ tells us that we are to remain in his love, just as Christ remains in God's own love, the remaining, the staying centered, is the source of how and why we are chosen. God loves us first. God loving us first is what makes us choosable. Being chosen, quote unquote, in gospel language, is a gospel consciousness. Being loved in gospel language is in gospel consciousness. We are loved simply because God decides to love us. We are chosen simply because God decides to choose us. God's wisdom, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing. It is God's own wisdom, that penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. God's wisdom, the refulgence of eternal light, fairer than the sun, who chooses me, who chooses you, who chooses us to go and bear fruit. It is God's wisdom who chooses us to love as Christ loved. Jesus, the full wisdom of God, tells us today, you are my friend. I am not speaking to you as slaves. I call you friends. God's wisdom. God, the one who can do all things and renews everything and everyone, while perduring herself, passes into holy soul, as wisdom has done from age to age, producing friends of God, each and every one. Today, let us walk in this gospel consciousness with mercy held in readiness, in open hands and giving hearts, knowing ourselves and all people as loved and chosen and appointed to go and to love as we have been loved, to friend as we have been friended.